Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Scrooge Wiggins. Today, we continue our practice as we turn to the solemnity of the Ascension of our Lord's feast today. We will be in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, with verses 44 through 53. Jesus said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, in the prophets, and Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached to his name and to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, raised his hands, and blessed them. As he blessed them, he parted from them and was taken up to heaven. They did him homage and then returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple praising God. Today, as I mentioned, is the solemnity of the Ascension of the Lord. In Luke 24, verses 44 through 53, we find a profound moment where Jesus speaks to his disciples after his resurrection. He reminds them of the scriptures that foretold his suffering, death, and resurrection. His words, "Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms," emphasize the continuity of God's plan throughout history. This passage is pivotal as it highlights the transformative power of the Holy Spirit, which Jesus promises will empower all his followers. When you give your life to Christ, something incredible happens. He fills you with the Spirit of wisdom, illuminating your mind, body, and soul, granting you understanding of the scriptures and the world around you. In this divine enlightenment, you learn to navigate life's complexities with a profound sense of peace, anchored by the joy of your salvation. The burdens of the world may press down on you, yet the assurance of Christ's love brings light to your path. Even in the darkest of places, such as prison, God's presence can shine brightly. The apostles themselves faced persecution and imprisonment, yet in those trials, they were often clothed with power on high. This power is a divine anointing, enabling them and us to rise above earthly limitations and challenges. No matter your circumstances, when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you can exhibit the qualities of true disciple: hope, faith, courage, and love. In today's world where confusion and despair often reign, the message of this passage rings true. God equips his people with the wisdom and power needed to fulfill his purpose. Embrace the Spirit he offers and let it guide you towards a life of peace and purpose. And as you walk in your faith, remember that you too can be a vessel of his joy and grace, reflecting the light of Christ to those around you. Amen. Join me as I pray my daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. I pray for my wife, Toni, my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Sturm, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany continue. We continue to lift up our good friend John Thorpe as he continues to undergo radiation treatment for some cancer in his throat and early stomach, I believe. We pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Scrooge Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from Luke 24. It's verses 44 through 53. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, He Was Taken Up to Heaven. In ancient scrolls, the stories dwell of prophets' words, their truths to tell. The law and psalms, a sacred thread, in every line a promise is spread. Behold, he spoke with voice so clear, fulfillment comes, the time is near. What Moses wrote, the prophets said, in me the living word is bred. With open hearts his followers gazed, their doubt and fear slowly phased. He breathed on them the Spirit's fire, igniting hope, igniting desire. From the heights of blessings he took his leave, a promise made and hearts believe. Stay in the city, my love won't cease, the power from on high shall bring you peace. Then lifted up, ascended he, in clouds of glory the world to see. Yet in their hearts he'd never part, for he was there, the guide, the heart. With joy they returned to worship's place, in prayer and awe they found his grace. In every breath and every plea, ha, the risen Lord, forever free. Ha ha. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's June 1st. Welcome to June today. And I'm recording this morning at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on universalutterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you as you lift up the words of Jesus each and every day and have a wonderful ascension feast today on this day. Celebrate the Lord as he clothed us with power from on high, granting us wisdom and understanding and forgiveness of our sins. Amen. So we close today at 7:44 in Jesus' sweet name, as we often do, calling out for our brother-in-law, Johnny Cruz. We love you, Johnny Cruz. God bless you in Jesus' name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.